Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Tuesday, January 1st, 2013, and this is MEC President Greg Davidovich reporting. Happy New Year. What an incredibly busy year full of achievements we had in 2012, which began with a huge accomplishment when, after 12 weeks of expedited mediation, we reached a tentative agreement with United Airlines on January 7th of 2012. You, of course, ratified that agreement, which became our new contract on February 28th of the past year. That agreement addressed a majority of the priorities you expressed to our negotiating committee and was a stepping stone, drawing us closer to beginning the work of a combined contract for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines. We immediately received an increase in compensation, and other provisions in our contract were implemented over the spring and summer. United flight attendants were able to consider options such as the early out program and transferring to a new domicile in Houston. On March 26th of the past year, the three Master Executive Council presidents from Continental, Continental Micronesia, and United met in joint session with our AFA international officers in Chicago. During that meeting, we updated each other on our progress within United's merger and to identify the tasks and process required to move forward towards a joint agreement. Subsequent to that meeting, we elected our two joint negotiating committee members in May and began gathering the necessary information to survey and poll you regarding our then upcoming negotiations. This fall, after over 6 years of AFA advocating for a process that would recognize and include flight attendants as known crew members and providing a simplified and more streamlined process for screening procedures for us. As first responders, we are an instrumental part of aviation security and have a personal role in security on board the aircraft. We take that role seriously, and as part of the known security network, the KCM program recognizes the importance of the work we do and the role that we fulfill. We also helped to successfully re-elect President Barack Obama, added more flight attendant-friendly members to Congress, and after tireless advocacy to include OSHA standards in the cabin, and with the full support of President Obama, the FAA policy announcement on November 30th of the past year was an incredible milestone and an advancement for flight attendants throughout the airline industry. Looking forward to 2013 and in our negotiations, we are optimistic and excited by the historic opportunity that affords our community of flight attendants. Our ability to negotiate is directly related to the support of you standing firmly behind us at the table and the willingness of management to address in a meaningful way our most pressing interests. We create opportunity through negotiations, and you provide the power to make this happen through our solidarity. The time is now to move forward with our sisters and brothers at Continental and Continental Micronesia and to create our new contract based on the priorities of the combined membership. The further along this process we move, the more important it becomes for us to embrace the opportunities and to work together towards a common goal. We've put enormous differences behind us and are taking significant steps in working as a unified force towards the betterment and advancement of flight attendants at United. On behalf of the entire United Master Executive Council, Happy New Year to each of you. Here's looking forward to and wishing you and your families the best in the new year and reaching a single contract that moves our community towards our future together.